Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Toby.
And this is the Whispering Woods Extra. This extra is all about
occult stuff.
Yeah, we've got more occult. So coming away from Alistair, but we are going to Hauska Castle, which is apparently renowned for all weird stuff. So this is just one long story all about the castle and its association with the occult. Pretty creepy, if I do say so myself. It really is. Also, I've got an announcement to make as well, because it is somebody's birthday today. Well, it's actually tomorrow, but it will be today when the podcast gets released. Whose birthday is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, right. Well, it's Toby's birthday today, everybody, and he's turning 14. So if you want to give him a shout out on social media, please do go ahead. I'm sure he'll appreciate it. Right, are you ready? I just like, it's so funny because you started this when you were 12 and you're hearing your little voice at the early episodes. It's like, oh. Right, are you ready for the story?
Yes, I am.
Hauska Castle is a sinister place, shrouded in dark myths and occult stories. It sits on a cliff in the rural area of Prague, isolated from any trade routes. It has no water supply or defence system. Most of the windows are fake. They have glass panes, but behind them are solid walls. The castle was not built to keep out evil forces, but to trap them inside. The official website of the castle claims that it was built in the 13th century as a royal residence, but Czech legend tells a different story. They say that the castle was constructed to seal a massive crack in the rock. This crack was a gateway to hell, where demonic creatures with black wings emerged at night to hunt and drag people into the abyss. The legend says that prisoners who were condemned to die were offered a chance to redeem themselves if they agreed to go down into the pit and report what they saw. The first man who accepted was young and strong, and he went down eagerly. But after a few moments, he screamed to be pulled up. When he came back to the surface, his hair had turned white. He was so terrified by what he'd seen in the pit that he never stopped screaming. He was taken to an asylum, but he died 2 days later from an unknown cause. Hauska Castle attracts many curious visitors from around the world. But the cliff where it stands has been a magnet for people since ancient times. Archaeological evidence shows that Celtic tribes lived on the land before the Middle Ages, and Slavic people settled in the area in the 6th century. The Bohemian writer Václav Hadžek wrote in his Czech Chronicle in 1541 that the first structure on the site was a small wooden fort in the 9th century. Hadžek also recounted local tales that describe the appearance of the crack in the cliff. It exposed a bottomless pit that villagers feared was a gateway to hell. Locals were terrified of the half-human beasts that emerged from the hole at night and tore apart livestock. Afraid of becoming corrupted by the evil forces themselves, villagers avoided the rocky entrance. They tried to seal it with stones, but the pit allegedly devoured anything they threw into it, refusing to be closed. King Okhotyr II of Bohemia ordered the Gothic castle to be built sometime between 1253 and 1278. Oddly, the original castle did not have stairs from the courtyard to the upper floors, and most of the castle's defences were facing inwards. It seemed like the castle was not designed to repel invaders, but rather to confine something within. Perhaps the most remarkable thing of all, the king had the entrance to hell covered with stone slabs and had a chapel built above it. The chapel was dedicated to the Archangel Michael, who led God's armies against Lucifer's fallen angels, leading some to believe the entrance was real, or still is. During the Long War that lasted from 1618 to 1648, known as the 30 Years' War, Hauska Castle was occupied by the Swedish forces. The Swedish leader, Oronto, was a cruel man who ordered his soldiers to plunder and rape as they wished. He used Hauska Castle as his main base for a while. He was intrigued by the rumours of supernatural events at the castle and tried to access the mysterious power under the ground by performing rituals with animal blood. The dark magician supposedly worked every night in his laboratory in an attempt to make a potion for eternal life. He also tortured and experimented on war prisoners, causing strange sounds and lights around the Hauska pit. The locals despised him and offered 100 gold coins to anyone who could kill him. Two hunters accepted the challenge and shot him through a window. He died in the main hall, and his ghost is said to haunt the castle to this day. In 1836, the Czech poet Karel Hynek Mača visited Hauska Castle as part of his regional walk. He spent a night there and had a terrible dream that he wrote down in a letter to his friend Edward Hindle. Mača dreamed that he descended into the pit under the castle, where he encountered a horrific creature with a human face and a snake-like body. He also heard a voice that claimed,
"I am the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. I am the one who was, who is, and who is to come. I am the Lord of the Abyss.
Macho was deeply disturbed by his dream, which reflected his poetic vision of a dark and corrupted world. The castle changed owners between various nobles and aristocrats in later centuries, and it was renovated in the 1580s and restored in 1823. In 1924, the castle was bought by the Simonek family, who were related to Joseph Simonek, the president of Škoda Auto. In the 1940s, the Nazis seized the castle during their invasion of Czechoslovakia, though their reasons for doing so are unclear, as the castle had no defences and was 30 miles from Prague. The notorious SS leader, Heinrich Himmler, was obsessed with pagan myths and occult teachings, and he made it his personal mission to collect as many books and manuscripts about witchcraft, the occult, and the supernatural as he could. He had a library of over 13,000 pieces of material, many of which he stored at Hauske Castle. Himmler was one of the top Nazi officials and the leader of the SS, the elite paramilitary force that carried out the Holocaust. Himmler was fascinated by the occult and pseudoscience, and he tried to incorporate them into his ideology and practices. Some of his occult interests and activities were: he believed in a mystical origin of the Aryan race, which he traced back to ancient Atlantis and Theosophy. He supported expeditions to Tibet, India, and other places to search for evidence of this lost civilization. He was influenced by Ariosophy, a racist occult movement that promoted Germanic paganism and runes. He adopted the Twin Sigil runes as the symbol of the SS, and he encouraged his officers to study occult literature and practice rituals. He was obsessed with the Holy Grail and the Spear of Destiny, two legendary relics that were said to have supernatural powers. He had a personal astrologer and occultist, Carl Maria Willigut, who advised him on various matters and designed some of the SS ceremonies and insignia. Willigut claimed to have ancestral memories of ancient Germanic history and mythology. Himmler's occultism was not shared by all Nazis, and some of them, such as Hitler, were sceptical or dismissive of his ideas. However, Himmler's position and power allowed him to pursue his occult agenda with little opposition, and he used the SS as his instrument to realise his vision of a Nazi occult empire. Himmler feared that his collection of occult materials would be destroyed in the war, but he had a more sinister plan in mind. He wanted to harness the power of hell that was hidden under Hauske Castle. He and other high-ranking Nazi officials participated in dark rituals at the castle, where they tried to open the gateway to the underworld. Locals reported seeing weird lights and hearing terrifying noises coming from the castle. Some say that Himmler was the founder of esoteric Hitlerism, and that he and Hitler himself joined secret ceremonies to tap into the supernatural power. Many of these ceremonies were believed to have taken place at Hauske Castle. After the war, the bones of three German soldiers were found in the inner courtyard. They had been shot. No one knows why or when they were killed at the castle. Perhaps they saw something they were not supposed to see, or perhaps they tried to escape the horrors of the Nazi occult Hauska Castle remains a mystery to this day, a place where the forces of evil may still dwell. The Simonek family reclaimed their ownership of the castle after the war and still own it to this day. The castle has been open to the public since 1999. The Prague Daily Monitor reports that many visitors are baffled by its irrational architecture and unsettled by the fresco paintings in the chapel. The most peculiar of these paintings depicts a creature with the upper body of a human woman and the lower body of a horse. It was very unusual at the time to have pagan symbols in a church, but even more alarming is the fact that the centaur is using its left hand to shoot an arrow. As left-handedness was considered a mark of the devil in the Middle Ages. Historians believe the painting is a hint to the creatures that lurk under the church. Indeed, even today, visitors say they hear screams and scratching noises from below the chapel floor as the beings desperately try to break free from their prison.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Back in those days, they used to think if you were left-handed, you were evil.
Yeah, so, like George, your brother, now we know, eh? He's a left-hander, isn't he? And your dad is. Got to keep a watch on those. Close eye on the left-handers. That's why they write the way they do. I'm only joking. I love my son, really, even if he is left-handed. So what did you...
A lot of laugh and then...
Did I?
You said things and then did the same laugh after and after.
I've gone quite insane. Too much time spent at home on my own.
You're a nut job.
So what did you actually think of the story? Creepy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Bit odd.
It's just really dark, man. I find that so creepy. And the creature's coming out of the crack from hell.
All right, you were to settle down now, mate.
Yeah, okay. Early night for me.
Well, that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed and we'll catch up with you again soon.
We will. We will catch up with you again. Well, I'll catch up with you again on Saturday. If you have got a story you'd like us to share on the podcast, you can do so by emailing thewhisperingwoodspodcast@gmail.com. Take care, everyone.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.